Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
My Father is in the house. I have a moment to be of honor. My Father is in the house. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Esther, it's been a while. You played the video for me. Does she have sound to blow it up? All right, Esther. Let's say it one more time. It's been a while.
Reload the 2021 Bishop Charles Ajina Sari.
You will go to countries they haven't met you before, but your name will be there.
Apostle General Kwanche Ankwa.
You have gone ahead of me. Go ahead of me. The Lord will give me the anointing for acceleration.
Reverend Stanley Mensah.
I've come to provoke you. You are a mighty man of power.
Reverend Steve Mensah.
You need to be anointed from on high. Keep the swimming of the oil.
Reverend Dr. Robert Ampiakofi.
It is the anointing of God that makes a man to be different.
Reverend Dr. Christy Dotete.
I'm talking about what you carry. And wherever you carry that thing to, you will shine. You are coming out.
The fifth to the 12th of December 2021, all roads will be led into Alabaster International Ministry, the Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tessamo, in the city of Accra. 6 p.m. nightly, Reloaded is going to be an outstanding encounter and experience in God's presence. I'm inviting you and your family.
Give God the glory in this place. I want all the latecomers to catch us up on the way. So we're starting early. Say amen. Amen. But Papa, we welcome you into the house. After so many years. How many years now? Your ordination. How many years? 17 years now. Wow. It was Papa that ordained Mama Comfort, Mama Lucy, and Pastor Seth, Pastor Ahmed Ajiman, and all those guys. You were the first ordination we had. Wow. Wow. 17 years. At the time, you know, not a cuckoo shed, you know. I don't think we had carpets. I don't think we had many things. It was just a shed. And I knew it was here. And I went to invite Papa. Somebody link connected me to him. And I was shocked. At the time he was living at Adenta, he welcomed us into his house. It was a humbling experience. Because it was not easy at the time to even have a senior celebrated minister of God to hold the hand of somebody that is upcoming and open doors for you. And he welcomed the first time he was seeing me. At the time, he didn't know me, who I was, and what, that he welcomed us. I said, we wanted to invite you to ordain our first batch of ministers. I will come. I was shocked. I was shocked. Pastor Mehdi, the day Papa stepped here, our profile went from here to there. It was shocking to have a celebrated senior minister to come to the cuckoo shed at the time. So this year, Reloaded, when the Lord spoke to us, he wants the generals to deposit the apostolic, governmental, prophetic blessings on this altar. There was no way we could forget Papa. There was no way. There was no way. And when he received me, I mean, the love, your humility fascinates me. And sometimes when people say they are humble, I want to point out to you and say, you see, this man is a definition of humility. Humble but anointed and powerful. Thank you. 17 years. Papa comes to the house again. I'm so grateful to God for your life, your ministry, and the impact you have made on me personally. The impact. A praying man. What pushes me to Papa's ministry is that up till today, yesterday I was telling Prophet Ebenezer Akonai that if you are still looking for generals that are standing, who can do what we call the Great Commission, is Papa. Because we were talking about the cost of crusades. And I was saying that one crusade can cost you $100,000. Real crusade. And Papa is still standing. Track, stage, lights, play, you know, a team going to places. Now, how many crusade churches do we have? The cost. Can still have some people. Dr. Ampia Kofi, Bishop Dag, Reverend Steve Mensah, Bishop Charles Arjuna Sare. Still crusades. Still going on crusades. I watched the whole crusade from one to the last day. Awesome. From the Wednesday until we finished. And every night I said, Lord my God, I need this grace. I need this grace. Next year, we are trusting God to move from what we do, the streets, the markets, the ghettos. Now we are taking it out of Accra. We're taking it to, you know, the townships, the, you know, places and all that. And we are trusting God to do what the fathers do. 3 days, 3 nights, 4 nights in one place, that kind of thing. Yeah. Are you clapping? Yeah. There is a beautiful minstrel by the name Haman, but before he sings a hymn and Papa comes up, I will want to thank God for Minister Paolo. Thank you so very much. This guy is too much. Tonight when you were singing, you made me to remember my late Bishop Rex Odom. May the Lord bless his soul because he raised you up. The Lord bless you so much. Amen. I want Herman to sing one hymn and Papa will come. So I will not sit down at all. I will wait until you finish and then I introduce Papa. Clap of friend. Give him a microphone and...
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. I just want you to wave your hands to Jesus tonight. And just enjoy the sweetness of the Spirit of God in the atmosphere. God is here. The presence is so strong. There are angels all around. I mean, you can feel it. And I just want us to just worship together. It's a simple song.
You are Alpha and Omega.
Come on, let's sing together.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Everybody come back me up.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
You want to give him all the glory tonight.
We give you all we give you
tonight. He is here. He is here. So mighty, so strong, so powerful.
We give you all, we give you all, we give you all, and we give you all the glory. The glory. We worship you. We worship you.
Standing, my Father is in the house. Will you help me applaud as we receive Dr. Robert Ampiakofi? Can I hear your celebration?
Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm a Messiah. Lift up your hands and bless the name. What's the name? Everybody, let's sing it. Yeah, yeah, right. Lift up your right hand, let's sing it. Messiah, Nyamina, Maya, Yenina, Yantosha, Nyamina, Oma, Suma, Wapa, Eyeratina, Waya, Eyera, Oma, Sala, Batapa, Yato, Wasimi, Wacha, Pati, Wakristomu. Lift up your right. Adomo Broswa. Me to Mika. Everybody, let's sing it.
Nimoja Abasayapa Nimoja Mino. Now what you cheer me, Trisuta? Now, oh dear, cheer me, Trisuta. You deny it to say, at the end. Mosabalaba, me, Yawa, Christ. Abasa, me, Boniti. Nama, lift up the right arm. Wasi, and Yamina, Maya. You deny it to say, at the end. Sabalaba, and you're ratting away, and you're ratting. Sabalaba, yet you are Yamina Maya, Yamina, so papa, and you're yes for Nawaya, and you're ratting away, and you're ratting. Lift up your ball, let's watch. Wasi wachi ye kra ye free owa mo sapata not ye nai ye si abota so peja wone ni atosha what is it papa ayera lift up your right hand aswa papa apa ye si wa amasia. Lay a not to die. Hey, Papa, I would need him. Everybody, let's say, yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm a seer. Lay a not to die. I would need him. We say, yes, you are. Yes, you are. We say, Lion of Judah, I couldn't tremble. We say, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Everybody, I'm a seer. Lion of Judah, I couldn't tremble. We say, yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm a seer. I couldn't ever. We say yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm a seer. Rapa la basa. Lift up your hand, la basa, la basa. So you are the reason why I lift my head. Lift up your hands, why I lift my voice. Everybody, let's sing it. Why I sing. You say you are the reason.
You are the reason why I'm
alive. And what I'm here to say, listen, yes, all because of you.
All because of you.
We say you are the reason.
You are the reason
why I lift my voice. Why I sing for you. Rapa salapata. Say you are the reason. Why I'm here to say,
I am here to
say, yes, all because of you.
Because
everybody listen. Oh, you are the reason.
You are the reason.
You are the reason.
Our Father and our God, we thank you that you are the reason why we lift our voices. You are the cause of our joy. You are the source of our strength. You are the one that shepherds us and guides us. We thank you for this great assembly. We thank you for this glorious church. We thank you for your manservant. We thank you for his dear wife. We thank you for the family. We thank you for the church members. We thank you for everyone associated with this ministry in any way with a good heart to push the ministry forward. I ask tonight that you will bless each and every one and favor each and every one. Strengthen the hand of each one. Empower each and every one. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. Do what only you can do. We promise to give you all the glory and all the honor that comes from your presence. We give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Please be seated. And it's a joy to be here again after 17 years. You know, they asked me, can you find your way there? I said, I don't do very well with direction. All I know is the general area. 17 years later, God has done wonderfully well. All we can say is, God has done well. Hallelujah. As we say in the vernacular, iradia yebi. Hallelujah. God has done wonderfully well. This is an awesome place, completely transformed from where it used to be 17 years ago. And the Lord has lifted his servant. He's very famous everywhere. And hallelujah. So when I told people I'm going to preach, they said, who are you going? I said, when I mention his name, people don't even know who I'm talking about. If I say I'm going to preach for Pastor T.A., then everybody immediately knows who I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So, Osofu, you have become a household name all over the land. And we give God the praise. We give God the glory. And we thank God for the wonderful woman that is by your side. Because it will always take a woman of understanding to be able to make a man achieve what he's supposed to achieve. Hallelujah. So please, church, help me celebrate the man and the woman of God. Appreciate them because they are standing in a strong place in this nation. You know, please be seated. Truth telling is very difficult. It's very painful. Telling the truth doesn't make you friends. Telling the truth can make you enemies. Hallelujah. When John the Baptist was arrested, he hadn't said anything wrong. Everything he said was true. But people don't like truth. And truth can be very painful to people. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? So people started hating him for his truth. But others too loved him for his truth. Hallelujah. When he stood in the Jordan, There were multitudes that came from cities and everywhere. In fact, by the time Paul went to Ephesus, there were some people who had followed John the Baptist who were still active. That is about 20 to 30 years after his ministry, all the way in Ephesus, they were still disciples of John, and Paul had it easy to preach to them because they had a measure of the truth and they needed just a little bit more truth, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost that very hour just by Paul amplifying and explaining the message of John, that John added some things. After they have returned to Ephesus, they didn't stay throughout the whole convention of John. They stayed for him to preach some things. But the part when he said, "There cometh one after me, whose shoelace I am not worthy to untie," they missed that service. That's why it's not good to miss any service. And because of that, but when Paul told them that you just missed that part of John's message, believe all his truth, because many people who don't like truth are just stuck on only one part of the truth. But if they can hear all the truth, they will be transformed and changed. So it is important that people listen well to you, sir. Listen from beginning to end and hear you totally, because the truth will set men free. Thou shalt know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So even truth that begins bitter will still end in liberation. Hallelujah. 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 Truth will always free you. At the end of the day, truth will liberate you. Truth will sanctify your marriage. Truth will sanctify your relationship. Truth will sanctify your ministry. Truth will sanctify your business. Truth will sanctify your Christian life. Truth will make you liberated to excel. There is no truth that will limit you. In the long run, whatever you repent of will open a door for greater achievement ahead of you. That means that if Christ make you stop something, it will open a greater door to do better than even if you had remained in captivity. Many people don't know, if you stop stealing, it doesn't make you poor. For he said, "Let him that stole steal no more, but let him work with his hands the thing that is good, that he may have to give to him that don't have." So the preacher that is stopping you from stealing is not trying to make you poor. He is opening a door for the work of your hands, so that you may have to give even to them that don't have. That means that you will become a wealthy person. You stop stealing, but you became a productive person and became a giver to the poor. There is a change coming to your life tonight that is an open door for greater achievement. Is somebody still here today? Somebody, if you are here, give the Lord a shout of praise. My God, I feel something here. I feel a grace here. I feel an anointing here. I feel some power coming into the house. Let a favor come upon you. The people that felt in their heart that there is no hope for their future, but God sent me to tell you that everything for your future has already been set up. He has set it up already. He has set a breakthrough for your future. I see an oil that is coming over your life. I see an anointing that is coming over your life. If you are watching us online, I declare to you, you are part of the move of God. What God has determined to do in your life, no man can stop this mighty moving force. It is a force of power. It's a force of might. When God determines to do something, nobody can stop what God has determined to do. I see a grace here. I see an anointing here. For they said to John, who are you? And what do you say about yourself? And he said, first and foremost, I am not the Messiah. I am not any special chosen one. But he said, I am the voice of him that was sent to proclaim before the Messiah and to proclaim, prepare ye the way of the Lord. The true prophetic ministry is always a preparatory ministry. The prophetic will open a way by preparing a way for whatever God wants to establish. He said, I came to prepare a way. And he told them, every mountain shall be leveled. It will become a plain. Anything fighting Ghana, anything fighting the church, anything fighting the body of Christ in preparation for the next move of God, it shall become a plain. It shall be wiped out. Somebody say yes. And every valley shall be exalted or filled, meaning that any shortage, any lack, any vacuum shall be filled up so that there will be a way. I see some people here today. God is making a way for you. God is making a way with you. And God is making a way through your life. I see an oil. I see an ointment. I see an anointing. I see the power of the Most High. I see grace upon your life. Fire from above is coming upon your life. Grace is falling on your life. The goodness of the Lord. I hear a voice declare, whether you went to school or not, whether your father went to school or not, whether you had a favorable beginning or not, I still hear it in my spirit that though your beginning was small, your latter end should greatly increase. That somebody is due here a promotion and a lifting. I see an ointment and an oil, an anointing upon your life. Obstacles are being removed. Barriers are breaking. Every mountain is becoming a plain. And every valley is being filled up. This is the hour of the alabaster ministry. This is your hour, that everything that concerns you, the Almighty is opening a way to perfect that which concerns you. a door is opening for you. Every helper here, the Lord is making a way for you. The Lord is opening a way for you. Somebody here, may the fire of the Holy Ghost fall upon your life. Let there be a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, an unction from above. The God who raises men and raises women, that God is here tonight, and he will raise you up. He will lift you up. For I heard a voice declare, he lift the poor out of the dust, and he raises the beggar out of the dunghill, and he setteth him among the princes of his people. I declare today, the lifting hand of God is here. Receive the power and receive the lifting. Receive the grace and receive the oil. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. It's an oil. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. It's fire. Mayoshabahaya. There is a profile of the man and the woman God uses. And tonight, may you fit the profile of the man and the woman that God uses. I see a fire here. I see an anointing here. I see a visitation here. Everyone that desire the touch of God, that hand of the Almighty is here already tonight. The hand is here. The hand of God is present to heal, present to deliver, present to set free. Something is changing. Something is changing. It's like fire. It's like fire. I look into the crowd and I see in the name of the Lord on my left hand side, I could see some people. They are beginning to fit a profile. The Holy Ghost is working on their profile. The Holy Ghost is working on their resume. The Holy Ghost is working on your CV. And by the time the meetings are over, the Holy Ghost will signal you approved. You are approved. You are approved. You are approved. May the hand of God look at the glory. Look at the glory. I saw a glory. And when I saw the glory, I looked on my left hand side. I looked on the front row, the first row, the second row, the third row, the fourth row, the fifth row, the sixth row on my left hand side, and it started to fall like fire, and the Holy Ghost began to fill the entirety of the room, and fire began to fall, and power began to fall, an anointing began to fall. Hey, I saw the glory. I saw an anointing. I just saw a glory. The glory went on from the first row to the sixth row, I saw increasing glory. And by the time we got to the seventh row, there was another level of the power of God. And an anointing came into the middle of the hall. And the anointing said, change is coming. Change is coming. Change is coming. It's a fire. It's an anointing. It's power. It's power. It's power. It's power. Every force is leaving you now.
Jesus.
Anything that tied you down,
Jesus,
is leaving you now. I declare today, you are winning every battle. You are winning every battle. I see a glory on my left hand side. Once again, the glory is on the third row. To my extreme left, I saw a glory on the third row. Andabo Shadabahaya. And somebody turned and said, may the angel of God appear on the right hand side. On my extreme right, the angel of God went over there. And now there are a people that God is picking up. He's picking some people. He's picking some people on my right hand side. He's picking them up. He's picking them up. He's picking up on my right hand side. Row 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 on my right hand side. As quickly as you can, because I can see a fire. I can see a glory. I can see an anointing. I don't know why, but the power of God is visiting some people right now in the name of Jesus. And even if you are watching us online, expect the power in your house, wherever you are watching, that same power is on your life. Receive the power. Jesus. 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 Lift your two hands with me for a moment. We will continue to preach and pray in a moment. But I saw an ointment fall upon 20 people. They were just like a fire. I saw an ointment fall upon 20 people. It's just an oil, an ointment. And that ointment is breaking the yoke. Right now, let the fire fall. And before we finish the preaching, every yoke of bondage will be broken now. Look at the fire. Ushers, right now, when you look and see any of the 20, you will see them shaking. You will see the hand shaking. You will see the whole body shaking. You will see a shaking and a movement. And the power of God making a way right now, very, very quickly. Very, very, very quickly. I want to pray for some people now. I want to pray for those 20 people now. And afterwards, tell you what the Lord told me. I see the fire on my left hand side again. The fire is in the middle. The fire, the fire, the fire. Yay! Somebody is receiving the fire.
Where
And you're Ampara.
And you Nyamka. Yatusa and you Nyamka Nidin.
Ampara.
And you Nyamka Nidin.
Ampara.
And you Nyamka. Oma Ramasa. And you Nyamka. Oda. And you Nyamka.
Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter number 15. And in the interest of time, I'm going to truncate Jesus. My remarks and make sure. So, verse number 7.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 7. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it.
But Abraham replied,
and he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?
And God told him to present some sacrifices.
Genesis 15.
9.
So he said to him, bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
And he told him to cut it into two.
And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not.
I want to show you the reason why you can't fail. you can't fail. You can't fail. He divided the animals into two, placed them one against the other, and so in the middle road between the two parts of the animal was a stream of blood. And verse 11.
And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away.
So Abram had a tremendous job because his sacrifice was attracting vultures. The vultures were hungry and they saw his sacrifice as potential food. But he also sees it as his religious sacrifice to God. And until God responds, vultures cannot eat up the sacrifice. He's waiting for a divine response. So he drives the vultures away and exhausts all his energy at his age, driving the vultures away. Whenever you give your life to God and your life is on the altar as a living sacrifice, there will always be some vultures that want to attack what belongs to God. But strengthen yourself and drive away the vultures until Jehovah gives a response to your surrender and submission. In the name of Jesus, you are part of the people that God is going to use in his end time move and end time army. And because of that, any vulture that targets you by the power of the Holy Ghost, we command the vultures rebuked. There are vultures of temptation, they are vultures of difficulty, they are vultures of compromise, they are all kinds of vultures. When Joseph gave himself to God to use, suddenly Mrs. Potiphar saw him with a vulture eye as a potential boyfriend. He said, I want God to use me. She said, I've spotted a boyfriend. He said, no, I'm not your boyfriend. I am God's vessel. You have to drive away every vulture spirit that seeks to tamper with the sacrifice. Whatever you give to God, others will find some use for it. And they will try to take it over. And they will try, if bribing you doesn't work out, they will try intimidation. Try to frighten you. But everybody wants a piece of what you have because you gave it to God. And if you give it to God and the vultures are coming, drive the vultures away. Vultures, let the vultures be driven away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. There were some people, the day Jesus called them, that's the day. Relatives who don't talk to them came to announce funeral to them. Something wanted to pull them. But whatever it is, drive the vultures away. God will respond to your sacrifice. I said, God will respond to your sacrifice. God will respond to your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, after a while, when the sun was going down,
a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him.
You know you can fall asleep, but this one is the deep sleep that fell on him. Glory be to God. And the reason, he was tired and exhausted and he fell asleep. But God knew that he has fought a good fight. And so immediately he fell asleep was the moment of the divine response. Continue, sir.
And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs.
Of a surety, thy seed shall be strangers in a land that don't belong to them.
And shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
God knows your trouble. God knows Israel's trouble. God knows the things they will face. Before they hated you, God knew it already. Oh, yeah. By the time God was talking to Abraham in this particular verse, Abraham was still looking for a son. He doesn't even have a son, let alone a nation. But God is telling him things that will happen 700 years in the future, 600 years in the future, things going far, far away in the future, because he's now going to have Isaac. Isaac will grow almost 200 years, and then Isaac will have Jacob. He will also grow 140. Before Israel will be in Egypt 400 years, if you calculate and add, from the time God is talking to Abraham, we are clocking about 700 years thereabouts. But God is telling him things that will happen far, far ahead of time. You cannot fail because your roots are not here. They look at you, they think they know you, but your roots are very deep. You didn't hear what I said. I said your deeps are, your roots are very, very deep. If you want to fight Moses, you have to check his roots. Glory be to God. If you want Moses to fail, you have to check his roots. Because his roots is not coming from himself. He's coming from a prophetic history that is based on the faithfulness of God. Worth centuries, over seven centuries of the faithfulness of God. You can't mess with Moses because his roots are sinking into God's words to Abraham. He didn't just get up. God said, the people that will enslave them, I will judge. Continue to read, sir.
And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance.
Oh, I see you coming out. Oh my God, I see you coming out. I see you coming out with great substance. Everything you went through is not in vain. When you are coming out of what you went into, you come out with great substance. You didn't hear what I said. Some people say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I thank God that if you are going through, then you will come out at some time. And when you come out with great substance. You may face a challenge today, but you are coming out with great substance. I see somebody coming out of marital challenge with great substance. I see somebody coming out of business challenge with great substance. Somebody is coming out of poverty with great substance. Somebody is coming out of a sickness with great substance. God is about to make something out of your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I was amazed when I saw that many of the great healing ministries of yesteryear, they came out of great sickness into healing ministry. Ora Roberts was dying of tuberculosis and God healed him. Kenneth E. Hagin was dying of a heart disease and given not more than few weeks or months to live. And God visited him. He came out with great substance, with healing ministry and teaching to cover the earth. Many of them went through things and they came out with great substance. Whatever you are going through, may I boldly proclaim to you, you will come out with great substance. Andabosha. Adiria Makatahaya, you will come out with great substance. You will come out with great substance. You will come out with great substance. God said Israel was going to come out with great substance. Continue, sir.
And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again for the iniquity.
In the fourth generation,
they shall come
hither
again.
Now, because God was talking to Abraham in Canaan. Abraham was in Canaan when God was talking to him. And God said, your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, meaning they will come back to Cana again in the fourth generation. Can I announce to a fourth generation child of God here that your roots go very deep, and that you are the generation of recovery, restoration, and possessing your possession. For upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. And the seed of Jacob shall possess their possession. There will be deliverance, there will be holiness, and there will be possession of possessions. I see you recovering what belonged to you. If you believe it, say yes. Something is happening. Something is happening. Said they will come back here at the fourth generation. The difference of Moses and any other child of his era is that he was born in that fourth generation. And that's the generation of the return. And because he was born in that generation, things began to change. And you will notice that everybody used to be afraid of Pharaoh until that fourth generation began to appear. Then the Bible said that Moses' father and mother looked upon him and hid him, and they did not fear the wrath of the king. A group of people became fearless. Suddenly, Moses' parents had the courage to defy the edict and the law of the king that their child should die. They said, no way, not this one. There's a generational blessing on him. He will not die. And they did not fear the wrath of the king. A certain anointing of fearlessness began to take over that generation. I prophesied, especially you in Alabasta, you are going to find an anointing of boldness and courage, a fearless anointing that is coming so strong upon your life. Osofo, are you going to read it?
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invincible.
So you can see that Moses did not fear the wrath of the king, but his parents also did not fear the wrath of the king. It was a generational move of a fearlessness. His father and his mother did not fear the wrath of the king. They said, "You, this king, your sword will not touch our son." Madoshi Adesi, Taliri Allahai, Sistelimaya, Adiri Abaha. 23.
Verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
They were not afraid of the king's commandment. The first sign of that generation was courage, an unusual courage. This Pharaoh that make everybody tremble, some people were being born in that generation who didn't fear his anger, his wrath. They just freed themselves. And it didn't even just start with Moses' parents. It was a generational blessing. There were some Hebrew midwives, Shua and Pua, some two women that were told to kill all the boy children of the Israelites, they also didn't fear the king's anger or anything. They said, you can't turn us into killers. We shall not kill for you. And when the king called them and said, how come so many of the boys are still alive? They said, the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They had the confidence to tell the king that our women are stronger than your women. That's why we won't kill any of their children. We couldn't kill them because they are strong women.
Exodus 1:15. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Phira, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive.
Instead of fearing the king, they feared God. Hey, Mataya Lalabaha, I see some people here. The fear that you would have feared man, use it to fear God. When you fear God, you don't need to fear man. I declare to you today, your fear of God will carry you far. There's a blessing on your life. Shout yes. Generation, people who were ready to rebel against Pharaoh, disobey him and disregard his commandments and his edicts, and he himself couldn't understand why things are not going his way anymore. The slaves who used to do everything he said, now they are rejecting his commands and they are going free. Not only one that hid Moses, ended up God turned it, and Pharaoh himself has to welcome one of the boys into his own house. Said Pharaoh, you yourself, you can't obey your own law. Glory be to God. You made a law that they should die, and now one is living in your house. Glory be to God. May you be unstoppable by the grace of God. I told you that you cannot fail because your root is very deep. The reason why, even when Moses' parents couldn't keep him any longer, put him in a basket and left him by the river, but God said, when my father and my mother forsake me, God's word said, then the Lord shall pick me up. He said, even if you can't handle it again, I, the Lord that spoke to Abraham, I can handle it. And they left Miriam because they were sure that crocodile will not eat Moses. The river crocodiles, none of them will touch Moses. That the tide will not come and carry the basket into the depths of the river. So they left Miriam to stand there and say, just watch and see what will become of your brother. And as she's watching, she sees Pharaoh's daughter approach. You may think Moses is in danger, but Moses' root go back 700 years. Are you still here today? My God, if you know where your root is coming from, you will not easily think that you are about to go down. You cannot go down. I declare to you today, you cannot go down. You cannot be defeated. The power of God is raising you up because your roots are very deep. When Moses' mother saw Miriam running home, she said, "What's the news? What has happened to the boy? What do you have to tell us? A mother will be anxious. I left him by the riverside. What has happened to him?" Say, Mama, pack your bag. Get ready. The Pharaoh's daughter found him and needs somebody to pay to nurse him. And I came to call you to get pay to breastfeed your own son. I declare to you today, you shall enter a new realm of favor. If God is fighting your battle, there is no way, I say, you cannot lose, because God is fighting your battle.
I said, the woman is going to pay you to look after Moses, and they will add security from the palace, so you have watchman. Lactogen will come from the palace. Pampers from the palace. Everything. They will come even and change your house. And put burglar proofing and other things around your house. Because you are now keeping the son of Pharaoh's daughter. It's a different ball game altogether. This is a covenant signed by God on Abraham's sacrifices that God said to him, your descendants will come back here. After 400 years of slavery, they will come back here. They are not yet born, but they will come back here. Traced them already. I've tracked them already. I'm telling you, there's nothing new to God. He has tracked you already and positioned you for greatness. So when Moses became of age, he could not fear the king again. Just look at the king, he said, being your son or the son of your daughter don't mean anything to me. You are nothing. You don't know. Your time is up, Pharaoh. Your time is up. Just that you don't know. If I stay in this palace, something will sweep all the palace away. There's coming a time. This your palace will be full of frogs, flies. This your golden bed will be full of all kinds of lies. The head lies will cover everywhere. There will come a time, Pharaoh, you'll be in a hurry to run from your palace and go and sleep outside. He went to join the Israelites and he killed an Egyptian because he was overzealous at that time, not knowing how the thing will work out. His first strategy was he was going to kill Egyptians, and when he create war and kill Egyptians and raise an Israelite army and kill the Egyptians, then they will flee. God said, that fight is not coming on. I'm freeing them without a sword or a spear. Oh, Labahaya. Somebody here. God is about to fight your battle in a way you never thought or expected. The way God will work it out. You have no idea whatsoever what he is about to do. Something is about to happen. I'm telling you, out of nothing, millionaires will rise. Out of nothing, people will rise with resources. Every crusade will be paid for. I'm telling you, wealth is coming into the kingdom. The great substance is coming. Shout yes. Yes. Moses, your style is not my style. So he came, he ran away, went into Midian and became a shepherd. And was a shepherd for 40 years and felt God has forgotten about the plan. But the plan even is not Moses' plan. The plan goes down to Abraham and to a covenant that Abraham had with God sealed over 700 years ago. So whilst Moses has forgotten the plan after 40 years in Midian, the angel of the Lord appeared in a burning bush. And he saw a bush burning. May your bush burn. And yet the bush is not consumed. And he said, the thing is burning, but it's not reducing. That's divine fire. It can burn, but nothing is getting reduced. Nothing is becoming ashes. It's burning, but it's still the same. May you be on fire for God. I said, may your generation see your zeal for God. May you be a soul winner. May you be a Christian that represents the kingdom of God in every area and manner. May you be a child of God on fire. May we be on fire for God. May we be on fire. May we be on fire for God. May we be on fire for God. May our generation not be lukewarm. May our generation not be I don't cherish. May our generation not be a generation that look only out for their self-interest. May we have a generation that is kingdom-minded, passionate for souls, ready to live for God and for Christ. Years ago, when this movement began, we went to church not looking for anything. If they called for prayer requests written on a paper, we wouldn't know what to write except, Lord, make us like Oral Roberts. Lord, make us like T.L. Osborne. We wouldn't write what people write today. Today, if you ask for people to write prayer topic, you see all kinds of things. But our generation didn't know what we wanted. We didn't want anything. None of those things did we want. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just wanted some power to serve God. We read Leonard Ravenhill. Why revival tarries, and we wanted revival to stop tarrying and for revival to come to our land. Are you still here today? Let there be a generation of fire. Let there be a generation of power. May there be a people seeking God and looking for the power of God to serve God with power. I see it happening for you now. Fire came out of the word of God, entered into a belly right now. Jesus. He said a scroll was found. And he said the scroll entered into me. I saw a fire and it leaped into a belly. It's time to see God's power upon his people. It's time we see the manifestation of grace and power. And let me close with this one. Moses is now hearing God say, I've come. I've heard the cry of my people. I've come to free them. Get up and go to Egypt. And go to Pharaoh. And tell him I said, let my people go. By this time, Moses don't want to go again. And already he's been sentenced to death by the legal system. They were looking for him to kill him 40 years ago. That's why he ran away. So he said, now the Lord said I should go back. When they go back, I won't even be tried. I've already been sentenced. So when they see me, all they have to do is to catch me and execute the sentence. But he's not fighting in his strength. His roots are from 700 years ago. The thing is a deep root. God said, you go. Don't worry about any people. Nobody can touch you. Go. And God shows him signs and said, you are not raising any army. You just show signs. And when you show the signs, then Pharaoh will let the people go. When you show signs, may the church rise to the place where we can show signs. Let's show signs. Let's show signs. Moses was just to show signs. He said, just show signs. Put your hand under your arm. It became leprous. Put it back and it became clean. He said, that's a sign. Put your rod on the ground. It became a snake. He said, pick it by the tail. It became a rod again. He said, that's a sign. Take some water, pour it on the ground. It turned to blood. He said, that's a sign. Let there be some signs. Some signs. Some signs. Some signs. May God work some signs. May our services have some signs. May some people come in a wheelchair and leave on their feet. May God give us some signs. May some people come in with a wheelchair but leave walking. May some people that came in with a walking stick, may they leave the walking stick behind. Show some signs, oh Lord. Some people came here broke from a family of poverty. But the sign on their life will be, after 3 years, the person that came here walking from Kaneshi to church because he can't afford trotro fare is now driving to church. It's a sign. Let there be signs. I said, let there be signs. Let there be some signs. Let there be some signs. Some people who came without any education, may their children gain PhD from Legon. It become a sign, a sign. A sign that God is able to develop his people. Let there be signs. Let there be some signs. Let there be some signs. Let there be some signs. Something is happening. Some signs are coming. Some signs, some signs. Now, on his way going, this is the last thing I say. On his way going, he's going. God said, go. He's going. He's holding his rod. His wife Zipporah is with him, with his two sons. They are going in obedience to God. But the Bible said they got into a hotel. And that night in the hotel, the Lord came to kill Moses. I said, which one is this one? How can the man that is going according to on a mission, what are you going to kill him, Lord, for? And Moses is struggling. and it looks touch and go. But Zipporah, Moses' wife, Madoha Namahaya, Andabaha, Genesis 4. Just put it on the screen so that they can read it. In the inn, the King James calls it an inn. I call it a hotel. Genesis 4, he's on the way, they are on the way. Glory be to God. Have you found it? Go towards the end.
24:23.
Exodus 4:24.
And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision.
Because of the circumcision. It was a covenant. And Moses is going into a covenant assignment. And the assignment requires circumcision. Anybody involved in the assignment must be in covenant compliance. And he's going to lead the battle for the covenant, and he has not circumcised his own son. And some scholars say Zipporah blocked him because Zipporah was a Midianitess. She was not an Israelite and didn't agree with him to circumcise the son. That's what the scholars say. It's not in the black and white of the scripture. But when she saw what was going on with her husband, whatever the cause, she had an intuition to know what is going on and to know the solution. That the solution is to circumcise the boy and bring Moses into compliance with the covenant, so that he can go and complete the covenant assignment. May the Lord himself come on your life for covenant compliance. I pray for you that nothing in your life will become a stumbling block to the covenant. But in every way you will be covenant compliant, the word of God will be working in your life. You will be obedient to the totality of God's word. There are people here tonight, if you hear what God is asking of you and do it tonight, the way is clear for you. 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 You can't be blocked again. You can't be blocked again. You can't be blocked again. Rise on your feet. Lift your hand. The way is blocked. The way that was blocked. Oh my God. Every blockage is breaking now. Even tubes, fallopian tubes that were blocked by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Kadima dadika lamadiria bahanda kabosha bahaya efa lamaraki matasaya. I'm seeing something happening now. Some people had a blockade. Every relationship faced a blockade. Every relationship faced a blockade. Blockade after blockade after blockade. But tonight, by the fire of God, the blockades are being lifted right now. Vajabata. the children will begin to flow. The blockade is unblocked. It's unblocked. It's unblocked. Something is on this lady on the second row. I'm telling you. I saw a glory just come upon her. I just saw a glory come upon her. I just want to pray for a few people. For a door will open for four children. Jesus. And God will make a way for all the four. In Amado Kushaya, Kandabahaya, Andabahaya. There, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are some young men on that row that just want the glory of God and that want the presence of God. May that glory be upon your life. May that glory be upon your life. May what you have been praying for, that may God visit, may God touch, may God's hand come upon us. Let God use us. I see the fire response. The Lord is responding with fire. Is responding with fire right now upon those young men. The fire is falling now. Quickly bring them up to me now. Madam with the tambourine, you want the power of God. Lift your hands for God.
Wow, 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 dear. Why are you doing? As a journey. Why am I me? More sema asafu ye. Wa 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 dia. Yes, Satania.
After 17 years, may the fire of God
Safuye.
After 17 years, may you be full of a second dose of the power of God.
Signs and wonders. Why am I me?
And power will flood this house in an extraordinary fashion. You are part of a generation from deep and from far. You know the good news? We may not be Israelites. We don't come from Abraham by blood. But our root is even deeper. Because we are rooted in the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. That's why you cannot fail. Because your root is from Christ. I just saw Christ. That's why you cannot fail. You cannot fail.
Never fail me.
Never.
Never fail me.
Jesus.
Jesus, Lord. Yes, never fail me. Oh, my Father. That's one thing I know. Oh, my Father. Everywhere. That I go, yeah. Jesus has never failed. He has never failed me. Has never failed me. Oh, my Rabba Sapa, Jesus love has never failed. That's one thing that I know. That's one thing I know. That everywhere I go, Jesus love, I love her, I should never fail me. Will she never fail me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, she never fail me. Jesus love, I should never fail me. Everybody lift up your voice. That's one thing I know, that everywhere that I go, Jesus is alive. That's one thing I know, and everywhere I go, Jesus is alive. He has never failed me. He has never failed me. Jesus alive. He has never failed me. That's one thing I know, that everywhere I go, Jesus alive. Never fail. It's a worry tribute. Worry tribute. Yes, we do. Worry tribute. Everybody, let's sing it. At the throne of me, Shababia Rabbekon. Yes, we do.
May grace be on your life. May favor be on your life. Give me 15 envelopes. Thank you. By the grace of God, I want to pray for 15 people. I don't know when you will do it, but do it. 5,000, 2,000, 1,000. Ghana City. 15 people. Pick up an envelope as quickly as you can. And as quickly as you can. You don't have to do it here because you may not have it here. I don't know when you do it, but do it. What I hear alone is what I am saying. Some people are about to change level. I said some people are about to change level. Some people are about to change level. As quickly as you can. If you feel you are part of that 15, rush quickly. 15 people will change level. They will change level. They will change level. They will change level. Their levels will change. Apostle, hey, I see a change that is falling upon people. It will work. It will work. It will work. The reason why I stretched it, that I don't know when you will pay, is that it's not the money that is the key thing now, but it's the step into a realm of faith. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not about the money. Even if it will take you 10 months to pay, so every month you pay 500 cedis every month till 10 months is over, or 200 cedis every month. After 10 months, you would have paid it. 100 cedis every month. After 10 months, you would have paid 1,000. If you are willing to do that, come quickly. Come quickly. The amount, come, stand with me. I want to pray for 15 people. 15 people. Bless you. I remember many years ago, my brother, Reverend Eastwood, was launching a book at Golden Tulip. I'll never forget. When I went there to the book launch, at that time, Osofu might remember that my pickup. I had a red pickup. And I parked it at the Golden Tulip, at the Golden Tulip car park. And I went into the book launch. And as they were doing it, the millionaires were giving and so on and so forth. They were doing their own thing. That time we were using old CDs. Something, I don't know what it was, but something made me decide that I'm going home. So I didn't participate. Online people too. Yes. Online. Flow with me. As for online, they are like online people because they are online. Somebody can be in America and hearing me. I'm telling you, UK hearing me. You are part of what we are doing. Flow with it. Because me, I heard what I heard. Changing what I heard will not be easy, but I heard what I heard. So I was telling you the story. Whilst the fund, they were selling the book, auctioning the book, and people were saying, I'll give this. I got up and went to my car. It was the kind of car that you have to put the key into a hole and turn it. Nowadays, there's some new key. When you get near the car, then the door opens by itself. But I twisted it and I heard the Holy Ghost say, go back and pledge this. I said, that's the highest person didn't even go to this level. And those people are millionaires, Lord. Didn't you see them? And he said, do double the highest one. I said, I couldn't understand. I said, Lord, you know that this one, those people are tycoons and business. But I went back obediently. I took it. I said, it will take me 10 months to do it. But every month, so they assigned somebody on me. He knew my house at Adenta. That man, he became my very good friend. Every first of the man is in my house. He's collecting. Hey, this collector, he never miss even one. But I can tell the truth that after the 10th month, when I finished it, God changed my level. So I declare to you today, may you religiously do it and may your level change as a covenant with the Almighty. If you are watching me online, commit yourself also in the name of Jesus. You can just text that I'm part of it. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You can do it instantly. You can do it in dollars. You can do it in pounds. You can do it in euro. You can do it in any currency that you want to do. 5,000, 2,000, 1,000. Do it. The information will be on your screen. To know how to give online will be available on the screen. And if you want to do it monthly online, also do it. Whilst the oil is hot, commit yourself and do it. Father, may I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I've only said what I heard and declared what came into my ears. Let there be a change of levels. As you did it for me many years ago, so you will do the same in the life of your children as they fulfill their covenant month after month. Change of levels will come. Some of you will start. By the time you pay the first 3 months, you have enough to pay the rest of the 7 months. Some of you, as soon as you start, breakthroughs will begin to come your way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord who was with me many years ago, that same God be with you. That you will complete the assignment and you will come out victoriously. In the name of Jesus, and amen and amen. You may go back to your chair. And thank you very much for
inviting me. You know, the generation, sometimes we have become like old men, so glory be to God. When we are invited to certain places, we are very happy because we get younger for coming. We connect to another generation. Hallelujah. And we gain some strength. Hallelujah. If there's any sickness in your body here, put your right hand there because we have a call to pray for the sick. And if you are online also, in Jesus' name, let glaucoma go. Let deaf ears be open. Let blinded eyes be open. Let eye diseases leave. Let short-sightedness go. Let every disease in the feet and in the legs be healed. Let liver disease, kidney disease, skin disease, blood disease, every kind of disease, let it go now in the name of Jesus. Let there be healing of wombs and fallopian tubes, and let there be childbearing. Let there be all kinds of miracles. For Lord, by signs shall the kingdom be turned in the right direction. Do signs. Peter and Paul and the apostles said, now Lord, confirm your word with signs. Do signs in our generation also. In the name of the Father and the Son and the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let lumps disappear, tumors disappear. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I want to hand you back over to God's servant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, you rise to your feet. If you want to be born again, because sometimes truly there may be one person who was invited by a friend, saw an advert, saw the TV programs, received a handbill, and you are here. You want to see what is going on. You have heard preaching, but the key is be born again. If you are watching online, you can be born again. Wherever you are, be born again. With every eye closed for just 1 minute. If you want to be born again, that when Jesus Christ appears in the clouds of glory, if you want to be part of the number that rise to meet him in the skies, or if any day you leave this earth, you want to be present with the Lord Jesus, if you want to be born again, if you want your sins forgiven and given the power to become a child of God, if you want to be born again, lift your right hand. Lift your right hand if you want to be born again. If you want to be born again. If you want to be born again. If you have lifted your right hand, if you want to be born again, come out of your chair and come to me quickly. Come to the frontier. Come and be born again. Come and be born again. If you've lifted your right hand, come and be born again. Come and be born again. Wama unsaswa, brabeji Yesu, befa Yesu, se ukra ni wajinkwa. Come and be born again. Come and be born again. Come and be born again. For the greatest thing is to be born again. All that we do means nothing unless you are born again. Be born again. If you are watching online, be born again. Be born again. Be born again. If you are in front here, lift your two hands with me. And I'm going to say a prayer. Make it your prayer. Say it after me, but make it your own prayer. And Jesus will save you. For as many as shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you. Just as I am, I repent of all of my sins. Lord Jesus,
wash me and cleanse me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and I believe you rose again on the third day, and with my mouth I confess and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Let me pray with you now. Father, in Jesus' name, may your hand be upon them for standing here, Father, our deacons, deaconesses, future pastors, people who will become kingdoms, workers, and people who serve your kingdom. Touch every life with an unmistakable touch. Brand everyone with your brand of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit! Fill their lives and brand them with your touch, that they will never forget the day they gave their lives to Jesus Christ. And they will walk with Christ and live for Christ and grow in Christ. Do we have a worker to take them somewhere, or they can go back to their chair? What's the way? Please, everybody turn around. Follow the man in the red t-shirt, reloaded. Mundi nechiwai. Your shirt, red t-shirt, no. Yachron who reloaded. He's loaded with grace. Now, Osofu is coming back. I'm trying to... Listen, do this last thing for me, and I promise you I'm out of your way. You have to clap and jump and rejoice. And listen, check yourself in terms of your health condition, the way you were when you came here. Check it. If you couldn't lift your hand, lift it. If you came with a walking stick, begin to raise your leg, move your leg. If you couldn't shake your neck, shake it. If you couldn't do anything, do it. If you couldn't bend, bend. Are you ready to do the check now? For one person has a miracle here. Not that only one, but there's somebody here. God wants to give, do something. I don't know. You have Jesus stopped the whole procession and said to the woman with the issue of blood, say, you have a testimony. You have to tell something. Are you ready to clap and jump? Are you ready to check yourself? 1, 2, 3. Yeah. My God is good. Oh.
God is good. Yeah. My Lord is good. Oh. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, if you saw some change, that the pain is gone, the lump has disappeared, something has changed in your body, lift your right hand. Watch her. If you can see a change. No, I stopped because I know that. If you can see a change, lift your right hand. If your right hand is lifted, run to me very quickly. 1, 2, 3, very quickly. I think if I don't do this one, when I go to sleep, I will hear from the Lord. Because some of us, we are compelled to come back to the evangelistic ministry. I was going out to... And something commanded me, you have to make altar call. Oh, Lord, hallelujah.
If you lifted your hand, come quickly. If you are healed, anything at all, just give them a mic. Let them tell us very quickly, very, very quickly. No long story, just, Prof, you can tell us what they are saying so that...
Amen. This sister here was not feeling very well when coming. And because of that, she has not been able to attend for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
But just when you said we should jump, she felt okay. And she feels she's been healed now.
Now, bless you. What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella, bless you. You are healed forever. Amen. How about this one?
He said he was feeling some numbness at the side. Is it this side? Yes. Okay, so on the left side of this part of the body.
Body.
But just when he started jumping, he felt a relief.
A relief. And the numbness has disappeared.
It's gone.
God bless you. Amen. After testifying, you can go back.
She was feeling pain at the spine.
At the spine.
But just after jumping, he could touch the place and cannot feel anything
the
anymore.
The pain disappeared. Amen. Hallelujah.
He was having pain in the rib, but after jumping, he can now lift it. It's okay.
Wow.
Glory to Jesus.
Wow. For some of us, this is our ministry. It's praying for the sick and for making altar call. Hallelujah. That's what makes heaven forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. And favor us. Praise God. Can we rise to our feet? Welcome God's servant back. Thank you very much, sir.
Wow. Yeah. Pastor Mary, please. Everybody stand, clap, celebrate as we usher the man of God out. Come on. Awesome. What a service. What a prophet. What a man of God. What an anointing. Have from in Timonka. Come on, give God a celebration. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody who took an envelope from the Apostle General AG1 and your envelope is ready as mine, you can come to the altar right now. I took an envelope, 1,220, as a matter of fact, or whatever. Yours was 52, yours was 32, yours was 82, whatever two it was, come to the altar. The Lord bless you. Clap for them as they come. Clap. Waiting for everybody to come. Clap for them. Having lifted it up, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy to covenant. Show them your glory. Open the heavens. Smile on them. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Engage the altar. The Lord bless you. Let's take our offerings online. The numbers will be on your screen. You want to join us willingly, you can do that. The Lord bless you richly. I pray over your sacrifice. I declare that you will never run dry. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Let's close. I appreciate all of you for coming. We love you. And we celebrate God for you. Guys online, thank you very much. I'll catch you in the morning. There is a word from the Lord. Tell the nation there is a word from God. Oftentimes we feel, oh, we are having convention, so let's go in convention. There is a word from the Lord to the nation, tomorrow morning there is a word from the Lord for the nation. You will listen. This nation will have to come out of our madness into the will of God. They say, if party for crown grow for Timitana radio, so TV, so, and defend policies that you know is hateful, I think that God must have people also that are going to defend the cause of salvation, truth, integrity, defend the heart of God, the mind of God, the intentions of God. Wouldn't you say? I can't say my sin. Yeah, wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you say? The dream begin a big gemna in any petrol in Huesia. Ubeti, I'm telling you the man. I can am somewhere windy and I wouldn't you, is as a sense. Yeah, wouldn't you know, wouldn't you? Is as a prof. Tio Moyerin woman, Nick, Kitababro can see and all about tons. I've worried. Would you say? Yeah, would you say? Hallelujah. But you know, 6:30 need to hear some. Kope baby, na ya kope nyami ni muada. Kwa jina juu ya beka chira oma. Diye si benya si chuna. Hallelujah. I will use the honor to the glory of the Lord to thank God for the life of my father, Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi. Thank you. For the love that he has for this imagined generation to come to this August altar after 17 years to speak the benediction of God upon us. We are grateful. Apostle General sent me a message to tell all of you that he was so excited coming yesterday. Thank you for receiving him. For the first time tomorrow evening, Bishop Charles Ajinasari will come into this house for the first time. Please, what's your name, you're ready? So don't be late, be as early as possible. Tomorrow will be a different day because normally when we close even late, you can go home, wake up, go to work, and then in the evening we meet. But tomorrow we come in the morning. So your night is going to be very short. So set your alarms and wake up early and pray and prepare yourself and come into the presence of God. Say amen. Amen. I'm in a phone. Everybody online, I love you. Thank you. The Lord keep you and bless you and hide you in Jesus' name. Before I pray, I have always said, Pastor Steve, that I know that this church is going to be a birthing table that will open the gates of eternal life in heaven to me and you. But there is something this church is doing in our lives. And that thing is instilling Christian discipline. and Christian character into us. Anyebiano etete. Ya, ye dinyamia sem etnetne ye. And I call baby mama comfort na me catch it did this. Jimmy does what we are saying. I call Typha. I'm sure Jimmy and he pay Jimmy or Typha. No. Middle of the road, no agenda, no load. I said, don't blame a kufado, blame yourself. And I said to Dede, I know why God is rebuking the church. I come on up. When you baby had to say, be a near no, and God was share. What say? So jagu ase, yenu numu, yenu numu, koko bone, subanfon, mwa mufriha, moko damo mpran mwenche. Tia! Wait here. That's a matter. I see a life will be here now. Timmy called that baby, see who draws hat. Abra, when you feel. I'm sorry, I'm Tamba, Brabi Jira. I'm trying a man, Gabby, to make a decent thing. Take God for granted. Yet, Guru Yameho, why is a gun a deep fool be brave? Guru Yameho. Talk nonsense when God is not saying anything. My heart is bleeding for Ghana gospel music. Because you move na shift to Nigeria for convention in Nigeria and nobody has rehearsed with anybody. The move is shifted. And our people have not still gotten out of their madness. No discipline, no order, no fear of God. In Simunu, no character. We releasing you where you will be a sheep and all that. We tiny new this then God or what up to a particular time or mammo time na man sakra omuamo sunyimi. You know, he shifts the move to another place. Look for some serious people. Give you a word. We know many pray in prayer. They are writing the song and writing the song and asking, Father, how should I do it? How should I make it? How should I do it? Now, one more, huh? Now, more, you munufu. And I'm a top. I'm a bright. These ones want to be Christians. Christians! Nigerians want to be Christians. Oh, they are among us. Very soon, Ube Muno said, there will be nothing like gospel music in this country. From worship to prayer song to medley to worship song, we will all pick it from places. Also, they say, we'll be here lunch in Kure Nipanko. Egu. Now, people don't even understand why they should commit money to Nami de Kurasen or Dema Banka. Omo egu ono nsonkas. Omo audi omuja ahono. Odu nsa wonyom na omo betimatu. So then God is looking for people who have the discipline to preach the word in a song. To preach the word in a song. This is what God is looking for. Bold people that can declare his mind to the world. Not be a Christian me kwa so. No! We came here this week to be empowered. Amen. Empowerment! Fresh oil. Amen. Brother, you are going now. Trouble seekers, you will be to me. We will be going to mess card to another fucker. In Shiranisha. Time come here, Nima. What do you have? We have a you see, Kako? Hey, I'm Ponga will be bigger. Now, yeah, we say, you need this offer, Marco. I'm going to be here for a long time. Hallelujah. Rich said, your tea. Pass it. People are in the house of God, loves God. And can you meet two in Shiragumus? Two in Shiragumus. And you're moving in Yinshira, but time nim, any brain nim, bay, yeah, witchcraft. You'll be picture about why we are hammy pab, ni picture, ni mumu bunny move up. Witchcraft. Hey, did you answer him? Koda. Number two, Kofi. One casa wufi koda wo wom paso. One casa wom paso. Tia! Ubeti, I have one mum get you know. Tia! Have some as in the Ivo Gaza Winti. Where Winti Winti? Yeah, Winti, Winti, Winti. Clap your hands and welcome Reverend Samba to close the service. Yes,
sir. I salute you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for time in your presence. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you for provision. Thank you for open heavens. Thank you for favor. Thank you for establishing us. Thank you so much that for your name's sake, our lives will produce results. Our lives will be fruitful. Our lives will be beautiful. Now may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May God be so gracious towards you. May the desires of your heart be released unto you. May the expectations of your heart be released unto you. May God shield you with his fire. May the blood of Jesus speak for you. May great grace be released unto you. May the God of heaven, who showed up in the life of the Israelites, show up in your life. And the same way Pharaoh was subdued and crushed by God's divine power, so may God subdue and crush any such person in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we share the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.